On this Monday, let's check the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He is at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for taking the time with me today.
Good afternoon, Todd.
I'll start here in the United States. Tell me about your assessment of the weather forecast for the growing regions.
Yeah, well, certainly here of late, we've seen a ridge of high pressure really become established across the plains. And that's where really the main heat and dryness issues have been here recently. As we go through the next couple of weeks, we are going to see now ridging of high pressure begin to expand and encompass more of the central U.S. And as a result of that, we are going to see here across the Corn Belt, rainfall prospects begin to decrease compared to the rain activity here of late. And then also temperatures will be warming up to above normal levels and actually stay that way throughout much of the next 2 weeks. Now, the most extreme heat will still stay out in the plains, but certainly it'll be more creeping into or towards the core Midwest as we go through the first 12 to 13 days of July.
And then if you get further out, do you see anything into the second half of July we should be concerned about?
Yeah, we do feel that ridging will continue to have an influence on the Midwest during the middle to latter portion of July. So as a result of that, this increasing risk of seeing more heat as well as reduced rainfall prospects in various areas of the Corn Belt, and that risk will continue to be elevated as well.
Are there other risks around the planet that you're watching?
Yeah, at this time, the one area of note with also elevated risks for heat and dryness, that's the Eastern Black Sea Corn Belt. So in countries like Ukraine, especially Eastern Ukraine, and then Southwest Russia, that's where the hottest and driest conditions will be also associated with a ridge of high pressure as we move into the first half of July. It's not influencing Western Europe. It's really more of an Eastern Black Sea ridge. And at this time, though, as some of their crop begins to go into pollination stage with temperatures in like Russia reaching close to 100 degrees. Certainly that risk of seeing some issues is also on the rise.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again next week.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.